Parshas Nitzavim. Many times, Parshas Nitzavim is read together with Parshas Vayelech. However, sometimes each one is read separately. The Rishonim give a siman to know when we read Parshas Nitzavim and Vayelech as two separate parshiyos, and when it is read together as one. The pasuk in Sefer Daniel, Perek Aleph, pasuk Vav, says, "Mipas Bag Hamelech." The Rishonim find a remez from this pasuk, "Bag Hamelech Pas Vayelech." When Rosh Hashanah, which is known as Hamelech because we start saying Hamelech HaKadosh in Shemoneh Esrei, falls on Bag, Beis or Gimel, Monday or Tuesday, then Pas Vayelech. Vayelech is broken off into a separate parsha. Pas comes from the word Posois Oisa Pisim, that a Karben Mincha must be broken into pieces. When Rosh Hashanah starts on Monday or Tuesday, there are two Shabbosois, where we lay in a regular Sedra between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. The Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we read Parshas Vayelech, and on the Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we read Parshas Hazinu. Bag HaMelech, when Rosh Hashanah is on Monday or Tuesday, Pas Vayelech, Vayelech is broken off into a separate Parsha. And the Pasuk says, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. You are all standing here today before Hashem your God. As the Pasuk said at the end of Parshas Kisavoy, Perik Chavtes, Pasuk Aleph, Vayikra Moshe El Kol Yisrael, and Moshe called to all of Klal Yisrael, and this took place on the day of Moshe's death. The purpose of this gathering was to give the conditions of the bris mentioned in Parshas Kisavoy, and to obligate one Jew to be responsible for the misdeeds of his friend, because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh, each and every Jew is responsible for one another. So the Pasuk says that all of you are standing before Hashem your God, and they stood according to the order of their chashivas, according to the order of their importance. First, Roshechem Shifteichem, the heads of your Shvatim, referring to the Nesiim, then Ziknechem, your elders, and then Shatrechem, your officers, and afterwards, Kolish Yisrael, all the males of Klal Yisrael, followed by Tapchem, your small children, Neshechem, then your women, and then Vegeruch Asher Bekerav Machanecho, your Gerim that are in the midst of your camp. And the reason why the small children came before the women, Maskela David explains, because the small children will eventually be mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, unlike the women that are not mechuyev in all mitzvahs. Mechoyte veitzecho, from the choppers of your wood, ad shoyev meimecho, till the drawers of your water. Rashi tells us that this is referring to the Knanim, who tried to trick Moshe into believing that they were a nation from a distant country, and not Knanim, in order that Moshe would enter into a treaty with them. Moshe was not fooled, and made them slaves to chop wood and to draw water. Dasakena Mibali HaToisus explain that the woodchoppers were more important and more prominent than the drawers of water, because woodchopping was a job that was given to the men. However, Shoyev Meimecho, the drawing of water, was a job that is given to the women, and that is why Choyte Beitzecho was placed before Shoyev Meimecho. The Avracha for you to pass Bivris Hashem Lekecho into a bris with Hashem your God Uva Olasai, and into a Olah, an oath with Him, Asher Hashem Lekecho Kareis Imecho Hayoim, that Hashem your God is making with you today. Zok Rashi Posuk Tes Atem Nitzavim Melamed, this comes to teach you Shekin Sam Moshe Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe gathered Klal Yisrael before Hashem B'Yom Moisai, on the day of his death, Lachnisam Bivris, in order that they should enter into a bris with Hashem. And he gathered together Roshechem Shiftechem, which means Roshechem Lishiftechem, the heads of your Shvatim, the Nesiim, Ziknechem, your elders, and afterwards Shaitrechem, your officers, Hechoshuv Choshuv Koidem, whoever was more prominent stood first, V'acharka Kolish Yisrael, and afterwards all the males of Klal Yisrael stood. Mechoite Beitzecho, from the choppers of your wood, Zakrashi Melamid Shebo Knanim Liskaya Bimei Moshe, this comes to teach us that the Knanim came to be Megayer in the days of Moshe, Kederach Sheba'u Gevoinim B'mei Yehoshua, just like the Gevoinim came in the days of Yehoshua. After Yehoshua started capturing Eretz Yisrael, the Gevoinim came and tricked Yehoshua into thinking that they were not from Eretz Yisrael, but rather from a distant country, and they were coming to make a treaty with Klal Yisrael. After Yehoshua made a treaty with them, it was revealed to him that they were from the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, whom he was not allowed to make a treaty with them. He then cursed them and made them into woodchoppers and water drawers. V'zehu ha'imer b'givoinim, and this is what the pasuk says by the givoinim in Yehoshua, v'yasu gam heima ba'arma, they too acted deceitfully. Not only did the Knanim come in the days of Moshe to trick Moshe, so did the Givonim come in the days of Yehoshua to trick Yehoshua. So we see that since it says Gam Hema, that there were people who came before the Givonim came, and that was the Knanim. Vinosna Moshe Chotvei Eitzim V'Shoyavei Mayim. And Moshe placed them to be choppers of wood and water drawers. Zakrashi La'avrcha, Lyoscha Oiver Bevris, for you to pass into a bris. V'lo Yitachin L'Farshoi. It is not possible to explain the word La'avrcha, Kimoy La'avircha, to mean La'avircha, which means to cause you to pass, Elo Kimoy, but rather it is like the word La'asoischem in the Pasuk La'asoischem Oisam, which means for you to do them, and not to cause you to do. So to over here, La'avrcha means for you to pass, not to cause you to pass. Zakrashi La'avrcha Bebris, for you to pass into a bris with Hashem. And Rashi is bothered why a lashon of passing is used by a bris. Zok Rashi derech havara, in a manner of passing. Kach hayu kurse brisos. So is the way of people who make a bris. Oisem mechitza mikan u'mechitza mikan. They make a barrier on two sides. Va'ovrim benatayim, and they walk between the two barriers. And that is why by a bris it says a lashon of passing through. K'mo shekosov, like it says in Yirmiyah, ha'egel ashekosu l'shnayim, the egel that was cut in two, the Ya'avru ben Besarov, and they pass between its pieces. Sheni, Leman Hokim Oischa Hayoim Loi La'om, this bris is in order to establish and keep you today to be his nation, Behu Yiyah Lecha Lelekim, and Hashem will be to you for a God, Kasher Dibalach, like he spoke to you, V'cha Asher Nishba La'avoisecha, and like he swore to your fathers, La'avraham Li'Yitzchak Ul'Yakov, to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. Klal Yisrael were already Hashem's nation from Sinai. The purpose of this bris is in order that you should remain acting like his nation. As Rashi says, Leman kayim oischa lefanav la'om. In order to keep you as his nation, in order to keep you worthy to be his nation. Because Hashem swore to the Avos that he would not exchange you for another nation. Therefore, he has made this bris in order to keep you in check, acting like his nation, since he cannot exchange you with another. V'loy itachem levadachem anoichi kuris es habris hazois ves ha'olo hazois. And not only with you am I kores, am I entering into this bris and this oath. Ki es asher yeshnoi poi imanu oimen hayom lefnei Hashem lekenu. I am making this bris with those that are standing with us today before Hashem our God. Ve'es asher einenu poi imanu hayom. And even with those who are not here today, with future generations, since their neshamos are here, I am including them also into this bris. Zok Rashi pasuk yud beis l'man hokem oischa hayom loy la'om. Zok Rashi, kol kach hu nichnas l'troyach. Hashem is, so to speak, bothering himself so much to make this bris. L'ma'an kayim oisecha l'fanav la'om, in order to keep you before him as his nation. V'hu yiyeh l'cha l'lekim, and he will be your God. L'fi shediber l'cha, because he spoke to you, v'nishba la'avisecha, and swore to your fathers, sh'loi la'achlif ezaram ba'uma acheres, that he would not exchange their children with another nation. L'kachu oiser eschem b'shvuos halalu, therefore he is binding you with these shvuos. Sheloi takni tuhu, that you should not antagonize him. Achashu eni yochel he badal mikem, since he cannot separate himself from you. So the purpose of this bris is in order to keep you acting like his nation, because he cannot separate himself from you. Adkan pirashti lefi pshute shel parsha, until now I have explained the pasuk according to its simple meaning. And now Rashi will go back to the beginning of the parsha and explain a medrash on the words Atem Nitzav. And Rashi says, Umedrash Agada, there is a medrash Agada, Lama Nismecha Parshas Atem Nitzavim Leklolis. Why are the words Atem Nitzavim placed next to the curses of Parshas Kisava? And the medrash says, Lefi Shasham Yisrael Meir Klolis, Chasa Shtayim, since Klal Yisrael heard 98 curses, Chus Mimem Tesha B'Teres Kaihanim, besides for the 49 in Sefer Vayikra, in Parshas Bichu Kaisai, Hariku Penehem, when they heard these curses, their faces became pale. Va'amru, and they said, Miyucha lamid ba'elu, who can withstand these curses? Hischa Moshe lafaisam. So Moshe started to pacify them by saying, Atem nitzavim hayoim, you are still standing today. Harbe hechastem lamokoim, you angered Hashem many times. V'loi osa itchem kliya, he did not totally destroy you. V'hare atem kayomim lafanov, you see that you are still standing before him. Hayoim, today, Kayoim azeh, like this day, shu kayam, which exists, v'hu mapil u'meir, and it becomes dark and gets light. Kach heir lochem, so did Hashem give light to you, v'kach osid leheir lochem, and so will he give light to you in the future. V'akloles v'yisurim mekayimim eschem, and these curses and these punishments will sustain you, umatsivin eschem, and will enable you to stand by cleansing you from chet. It will enable you to continue standing before Hashem. So atem nitzavim are consoling words that Moshe told Klal Yisrael. You see that you are still standing. Don't be afraid of all the curses. The afa parsha shelamala mizu, and even the parsha that is above this one, the last few psukim of Parshas Kisavai, piyusim heim, are also words to pacify Klal Yisrael. As the pasuk says, atem re'isem eskol, you saw everything that I did to Mitzrayim, you saw everything that I did to Sichon Va'og, how I destroyed them. However, you, as a nation, I have never destroyed, and I never will destroy. And this is also words of pious. And we must understand, why does the Medrash call the 98 curses, Mea Chaser Shtayim, 100 curses minus 2? Why doesn't it just say 98 curses? And the Divrei David explains, because really there are 100 curses. However, two of them, we do not know exactly what they are. As the Pasuk says, Gam Kol Choli V'Kol Mako, Asher loy kosuv b'sefer ha-terazois. Also every sickness and every mako that is not written in this Sefer Torah. So since there are two curses, choli and mako, which are not written here and we don't know exactly what they are, therefore those two are not really counted, and that's why it says 100 minus 2 and not 98, because really there are 100. It's just that two of them, we do not know exactly what mako and what choli they are. And Rashi continues, Dava Acher, another pshat, Atem Nitzavim, in the words, Atem Nitzavim. The first pshat of the Medrash was telling us why Atem Nitzavim is connected and placed next to the parish of the Klolos. Now the Medrash is just telling us why it was necessary for everybody to stand by this bris. Lefisha ho Yisrael Yoitzim, mi parnes leparnes, since Klal Yisrael were leaving one leader and going to another leader, mi Moshe li Yeshua, they were leaving the leadership of Moshe and going to the leadership of Yahushua. Lefichach, therefore, Asa Oisa Matzava, he made for them an assembly where everybody stands, Kedei Lazarzam, in order to be Mezarez them and be Mechazik them. V'chein Asa Yehoshua, and so did Yehoshua do, V'chein Shmuel, and so did Shmuel do. Like the Pasuk says, Hisyatzvu, stand, V'yishofta Eschem, and I will judge you, Kishiyotu Miyodoi, when Klal Yisrael were leaving his hands, V'nichnesu Liyodoi Shel Shol, and entering into the leadership of Shol. So the Medrash is saying that when the leadership is changing hands, it is necessary for everybody to assemble and to stand. And Moshe said that this bris will be even with people asher inenu poi who are not here today, v'af im doyres ha'asidim liyos, which means even with generations that will be in the future, they too are included in this bris, since their neshamos are also here together with us. Shlishi, ki atem yedatem, because you know, eis asher yoshavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, how we lived in the land of Mitzrayim, ve'eis asher avarnu bekerav hagoyim asher avartem, and how we passed through other nations that we passed through. Vatiru, and you saw eshikutzehem, their avodah zarah that are disgusting like shkotzim, disgusting like disgusting creatures. Ve'eis gilulehem, and their avodah zarah that smell like golol, that smell like waste. Eitz va'even, their avodah zarah made of wood and stone. Kesev v'zohov, their avodah zarah made of silver and gold, asher imohem, that are with them. And Rashi points out that only by the avodah zarah of Kesev Ezov, the pasuk says Asher Imohem. However, it does not say Asher Imohem by the avodah zarah of Eitz Va'Even. And Rashi explains, because the avodah zarah of Eitz Va'Even were not expensive, therefore they were kept out in the open, since the goyim were not afraid of them being stolen. However, Kesev Ezov Asher Imohem, the avodah zarah of gold and silver, were with them, were hidden by them, because they were afraid that somebody might steal them. And since you saw all these avodah zarah, pen yesh bochem, perhaps there is among you ish, a man, or isha, or a woman, or mishpacha, or shevet, or a family, or a shevet, asher levavo yifoyne hayoy me'im Hashem Elokeinu, whose heart is turning away today from Hashem our God, lo leches lavoy, to go and serve es Elohei hagoyim ohem, the gods of these nations, pen yesh bochem shoresh, perhaps there is among you a root, pyre that is growing, roish vilano, bitter herbs, like gall and whorehound, which means that maybe there is among you a person who is such a Rasha that is increasing and growing in his wickedness. And it will be Bishamai when he hears Estivrei Ha'ola Azois, the words of this oath, Vizbarech Bilvavai, and he will bless himself in his heart, Lamor, saying, Shalom Yeli, peace will be to me, Ki Bishrius Libi Eilech, I will go as my heart sees fit. then such a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Laman, in order suffice, I will add to him the punishment, Harava, for the Averis he did b'shoigeg, Es Hatzmeya, onto the Averis that he did b'mezid. Until now, I only punished him on the Averis that he did b'mezid. However, if he has such an attitude, then he will be punished also for the Averis that he did b'shoigeg. The word Rava literally means somebody that is drunk. The Pasuk is saying, Laman suffice Harava, I will add the Averis, which are done like somebody who is drunk, the Averis that are done unintentionally, to the Averis that are done b'mezid es hatzmeya, with thirst. Not only will you be punished on your Averis b'mezid, but also on your Averis b'shoigeg. And the Ksav Sefer says, b'derech drush, on this Pasuk, that there are people who feel that since they are fine, upstanding citizens who treat their fellow Jew with respect and kindness, this will protect them from the punishment of not being a good Jew beinodem la'mokoyim, between themselves and Hashem. On that, the Pasuk says, V'hoyo b'shamay es divrei ha'olah hazois v'zbarach bilvavoy, and it will be when he hears the words of this oath, he will rely on bilvavoy, his good heart and good nature, to save him from his sins to Hashem. The Pasuk continues, Lo yoyve Hashem sloyach loy, Hashem will not be willing to forgive him. His mitzvahs ben odom lachaveroi will not save him from his averois ben odom lamokoyim. And the Pasuk continues, Lo yoyve Hashem sloyach loy, Hashem will not be willing to forgive him, ki oz, because then, yeshan af Hashem v'kinosei bo ishahu, the anger and the wrath of Hashem will smoke in this person, v'rovza boi kol ha'olo, and it will come down upon him all the curses, haksuva v'asefer hazeh, that are written in this sefer, u'mocha Hashem eshemoy mitachas hashemoyim, and Hashem will erase his name from underneath the heavens, v'hivdiloi Hashem l'ro'o, and Hashem will set him aside for evil, Mikoil Shifte Yisrael, from among all the Shvatim of Klal Yisrael, Kechoil Olois HaBris, like all the curses of the Bris, Haksuva B'Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, that are written in this Sefer Torah. The Ayin in the Mefarshim who say that in Pasuk Yutes it says B'Sefer Hazeh, and in Pasuk Chof it says B'Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, and they explain because Pasuk Yutes is referring to the Klolois of Sefer Hazeh, this Sefer, the Klolois of Parshas Kisavoy. And Pasuk Chaf, when it says, Kechoil Olois HaBris HaKsuva B'Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, is referring to the curses in Sefer Vayikra in Parshas Bechukosai. Both the curses of Parshas Kisavoy and the curses of Parshas Bechukosai will come upon this person. The Omar Hador HaAchroin and the later generation will say, B'neichem Asher Yokumu Me'acharechem, your children that will arise after you, V'hanochri and the Goya Asher Yoveh Me'eretz Rechoiko, that will come from a distant land, V'ra'u, when they will see es makos ha'oretz ahi, the makos of this land, ves tachalu eho, and its illnesses, asher chila Hashem bo, that Hashem afflicted it with, gofris v'melach, sulfur and salt, sreifa chol arzo, burnt the entire land, loisi zora, it cannot be planted in it, v'loi satzmiach, and it cannot grow, v'lo yala bo kol esev, and even grasses and different type of growths that grow on their own will not grow in this land, like the overthrowing of Sodom, Amora, Admo, and Tzvoyim, asher hofach Hashem, that Hashem turned over, be'apoy uvachamosoy, with his anger. And Chizkuni explains the words gofris v'melach by saying that there is nothing that resists fire more than salt, and there is nothing that burns and fuels a fire more than sulfur. If you would have listened to the words of the Torah, then you would have been like melach and not be consumed by the fire. However, since you were over the words of the Torah, therefore you will be like gofris, like sulfur, that fuels the fire. V'omru kol hagoyim, and all the nations will say, Alme oso Hashem kocha la'oretz hazois. For what reason did Hashem do this to this land? Mechori ho'af hagodol hazeh. What caused this great anger to burn? V'omru, and they will say, Al asher ozvu es bris Hashem alekei avosam. Because Klal Yisrael deserted the bris of Hashem, the God of their fathers. Asher koras imam, the bris that he was cursed with them when he took them out of the land of Mitzrayim. Vayelchu, and they went, vayavdu elihim acherim, and they worshipped other gods, vayishtachavu lohem, and they bowed down to them. Elohim asher lo yidoum, gods that they did not know, which means even after worshipping them, they did not know and they did not see any power in these gods. Veloicholak lohem, and he did not give them a portion. Rashi learns that Hashem did not give Klal Yisrael as a chelik, as a portion, to these Avodah Zaras, so that they should have powers over Klal Yisrael. V'loi cholak lohem, Klal Yisrael was not given as a chelik to these Avodah Zaras. However, Targum learns that it means that these Avodah Zarahs did not do any good to Klal Yisrael. V'lecholak lohem, they did not give Klal Yisrael any portion. According to Rashi, lohem is referring to the Avodah Zarahs. V'lecholak lohem, Klal Yisrael were not given as a portion to them to the Avodah Zarahs. According to Targum, lohem is referring to Klal Yisrael. V'lecholak lohem, the Avodah Zarahs did not give lohem to Klal Yisrael any portion. Vayichar af Hashem ba'oretz ahi, and Hashem got angry at this land, lohavi oleho es kol haklolo, to bring upon it all the curses haksuva ba'sefer hazeh that are written in this sefer. Vayitashem Hashem me'al admosom, and Hashem removed them from their land, ba'af uvechemo uvekesef gadoil, with great anger, vayashlichem, and he threw them el eretz acheres, to another land, kayer mazeh, like we see on this day. And if you notice, in the word Vayashlichem, the Lamed is very large, as if it has a very large neck. Why is it like that? The Mishulchan Gavoya brings an answer in the name of the Radvaz, that the Torah paskins that if someone throws his wallet into a Rishus Arabim, the public domain, it becomes Hefker and anyone can claim it, since the original owner forfeited his ownership. However, if there is a string attached to the object, then no matter how far it is thrown, it is still the possession of the owner. When the Pasuk says that Hashem will throw us into another land, it seems that we will become hefker to other nations to do whatever they want with us, since Hashem forfeited his ownership of us. However, that is not the case, as the Pasuk says, Yaakov chevel nachalosoi. Chevel literally means a rope, meaning that we will always be attached to Hashem with a rope, even if he throws us away in anger. This, says the Radvaz, is the symbolism of the long lamed. Although Hashem will throw us into a public domain, he is still retaining possession of us by holding on to our rope, the rope which is the long neck of the Lamed in the word Vayashlichem. And the Pasuk continues that maybe you will say that this seems to be unfair. Why should all of Klal Yisrael be punished because of the thoughts of an individual? We see it's talking about an individual, like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Penyesh Bochem Ish, perhaps there was among you one man, Vizbarach Bilvavoy, and he will bless himself in his heart. So we are talking about the thoughts of an individual. Why should all of Klal Yisrael be punished for the thoughts of an individual? On that the Torah says, no, Hanistorius Lashem Elokeinu, that which is hidden is for Hashem our God to punish. You will not be punished because of the thoughts of an individual. The Hanigleis, however, that which is in the open, Lanu Ulevonenu, is for us and our children, Ad Oilam forever. La'asois is called Divrei HaTorah Azois, to enforce that all of the Torah is done. Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh, all of Klal Yisrael is responsible for each other. And therefore, the averis that are done in the open is incumbent upon you to make sure that it does not happen. And if you do not, then these klolos will come upon you. And Rashi tells us that even these averis that are done in the open only will become your responsibility after Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael and enters into the bris with Hashem by Har Grizim and Har Evil. And that is why the words Lanu Ulevonenu have dots on top of it to tell us that this Arvus will only take place after Har Grizim and Har Evil. The Kesav Sofer says another pshat in the words Hanistores Lashem Elokeinu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tes Amin Aleph, says that there are two times that Mashiach can come. Be'itoi, in its time, which is the preordained time that Hashem made up at the creation of the world. And also Achishena, at a quicker time. If Klal Yisrael does mitzvahs, they can bring Mashiach before the preordained time. In the previous pasuk, Moshe told Klal Yisrael that because of their averos, they will be sent out of Eretz Yisrael and into Golos. In order to comfort Klal Yisrael, Moshe then said, "Hanistoreis Lashem Elokeinu." The preordained time when Mashiach should come is hidden to Hashem our God. We do not know when that time is. However, v'hanigleis lanu ulvanenu, what is revealed to us and our children is achishena, that if we do mitzvahs, we can bring Mashiach earlier than that time. Zok Rashi Pasuk Tesvav, Ki atem yedatem, because you know how we lived in Mitzrayim, Vatiru eshikutzehem, and you saw their avodah zarahs that are disgusting like shkatzim, V'fish yeri isem ha'umais avdei elilim, since you saw the goyim, V'shema heisi lev echad mikem oisei, lo leches achareihem, maybe the heart of one of you will persuade you to go after their acts and worship avodah zarah just like them, Vatiru eshikutzehem, and you saw their avodah zarahs that are like shkatzim, Hashem shehem ma'usim kishkatzim, because they are disgusting like shkatzim, and gilulehem, you saw their avodah zarahs that are like golol, Shemusrochim umeusim kigolol. They are smelly and disgusting like waste. Eitzva even. Oisim shel eitzim v'shel avonim. The ones that are made of wood and stone. Re'isim begolui. You saw out in the open. Lefisha ein ha'ovde elilim. Yireim shema yignavu. Because the goyim are not afraid that maybe they'll be stolen. Aval shel kesef ezov. However, the avodah zarah is made of silver and gold. Imohem. They were with them. Bechagre maskisam. In their tiled rooms that are hidden. Lefisha ein yireim shema yignavu. Because they are afraid that maybe these avodah zarahs will be stolen. That is why it says imohem by the avodah zarahs of kesef ezov. Zakrashi pen yesh bochem, maybe there will be among you. Lefikach ani tzorach lashpiachem. Therefore, I have to be mashpia you. I have to make you swear and enter into a bris, because maybe there are wicked people among you. Pen yesh bochem, shema yesh bochem. The word pen means maybe there will be among you. Asher levavoi foine hayoim, whose heart is turning away today. Milakabel olav habris, from accepting upon himself the bris. Shoresh, pere roish velano. A root that grows roish and lana, shurish megadal esev mar, a root that grows a bitter herb, kigidin, like the herb gidin, shehim marim, which is very bitter. Kloimar, this means to say, mafe umarbe resha bekirbechem, there is a person who is growing and increasing in wickedness among you. Zakrashi vizborech bilvavoy, and he will bless himself in his heart. Loshim brocha, this is an expression of a brocha, yachshav beliboy, he will think in his heart, Bircha Shalom La'atzmoy, a bracha of peace to himself. Lamor saying, Lo yivu onu klolos halolu, it will not come upon me these curses. Ach Shalom Yili, only peace will be to me. Vizbarech, Zakrashi Kemoy, it is like Vizgalach, and the word Vizpalo. Just like Vizgalach means he will shave himself, and Vizpalo means he himself will daven, so too Vizbarech means he will bless himself. Bishrirus Libi Elech, the way my heart sees fit, I will go. Bemaris libi, bishrirus means bemaris libi, with the vision of my heart. Kamoi, like the word ashurenu, in the pasuk ashurenu v'leikarev, I see it, but it is not close. Kaloimar, this means to say, mashalibi roye la'asoiz, he will do what his heart sees fit to do. Lema'an sefois harova, lefisha oisef leperonios, I will add to him punishment, amasha osa adhena b'shoige, what he did until now unintentionally, v'yisi maver aleihem, and I let him get away with them. Vigurim ato, and now he caused me she'etzarfim im amezid, that I will attach them together with the mezid, with the sins that he does on purpose. Vi'iporim mimenu hakoil, and I will punish him on everything together. V'chein targum unkelis, and so does targum unkelis say, bedil lo'isofale chatoi sholusa al zedonusa, in order that I will add to him the sins he does b'shoigeg to the sins that he does b'mezid. I will add the Averis B'shoigeg onto his punishments on the Averis B'mezid. Horova. So Rashi tells us that the word Rova means somebody who is drunk. Shoigeg, it is referring to unintentional sins. Shehu Oise, that a person does, Ka'odom Shikur, like a person who is drunk. Sha'oise Shlomidas, who does it unintentionally. Hatzameya, I will attach it to the Averis that he does B'mezid with thirst. Shehu Oise Midas Uvetaiva, the Averis that he does intentionally and with desire and thirst. Zakrashi, Yeshan Af Hashem, the anger of Hashem will smoke. Ali Dekas, through anger, Haguf Mischamim, the body heats up. Veha'oshan Yoitze Min Ha'af, and figuratively, smoke comes out of a person's nose. V'chein, and so does the Pasuk say, Ola Oshan Ba'apoy, smoke came out of his nose. V'yafa Pisha Ein Zulif Ne'a Mokoyim, and even though this does not happen by Hashem, Hakosuv Mashmiya Esa Oizen, the pasuk lets the ear hear in a way that it is used to hearing, kifi derech haoretz, in the normal way of the world. Zakrashi v'kinosai loshen chema. This is an expression of anger. V'kinosai and his anger. Achizas levishas nekama. The grabbing a hold of the garment of vengeance. Ve'enoi maver alamida, and to be unforgiving. Zakrashi hakasuva b'sefer haTorah hazeh. Over here the pasuk says Sefer HaTorah Hazeh Ulamalo, and earlier in Parashas Kisavoy Hu Omer, the pasuk says in Perik Chof Ches Pasuk Samach Aleph Gam Kol Choli V'Kol Mako Haksuva B'Sefer HaTorah Hazois. So why over here does it say Sefer HaTorah Hazeh and over there Sefer HaTorah Hazois? Zok Rashi Hazois Lashon Akeva. Hazois is in the feminine Moisiv Ala Torah. It's going on the word Torah, which the word Torah is also in the feminine, because when you have a word that ends with a comet and then a hay, that's in the feminine. Hazeh Lashon Zachar. The word Hazeh is in the masculine. Moisef ala Sefer, going on the word Sefer, which is also a word in the masculine. Va'yidei Pisuk HaTamim, heinechlokim l'shtei l'shonez. And because of the trop, they are divided into two separate meanings. Beparshas HaKlolois, in the parasha of the Klolois, in parashas Kisavoy, HaTipcha, the trop Tipcha, which is a dividing trop, a trop that is somewhat of a stop, Nusuna Tachas B'Sefer. It is written under the word B'Sefer. Va'atayra HaZois, and the two words that follow, the words Torah and Zois, Devukim Zelozeh, are attached to each other. The Kach Omar HaZois, that's why it says HaZois, because it is going on the word Torah. In Parshas Kisavo, the Tipcha, which is a stop, is under the word B'Sefer. So the words following it, HaTorah HaZois, are together. Therefore it says HaZois in the feminine, because HaZois is definitely going on the word Torah, which is also in the feminine. The Kan, however, over here, HaTipcha Nusuna Tachas HaTorah. The Tipcha is placed under the word HaTorah. Nimsa, it comes out, Sefer HaTorah Devukim Zelozeh. The words Sefer and HaTorah are attached to each other. Lefikach, therefore, Lashon Zachar Neufel Acharov, that is why a Lashon Zachar follows it, and the Pasuk says Hazeh in the Zachar. Shehaloshen Neufel Ala Sefer, because in this Pasuk, the word Hazeh is going on the word Sefer, and since Sefer is Lashon Zachar, therefore it says Hazeh B'Lashon Zachar. Over here, under the word B'Sefer, there is a Mercha, and under the word HaTorah, there is a Tipcha, which are two connecting trops, and therefore B'Sefer and HaTorah are connected. Then, when the Pasuk says afterwards this, it is referring back to the word Sefer HaTorah. And since it is going back on the word Sefer, and Sefer is B'Lashon Zachar, therefore it says Hazeh B'Lashon Zachar. Zakrashi Asher Lo Yudaum, they worshipped gods that they did not know. La Yadu Bohem Gevuras Elihos, they did not know in them any divine power. V'loi Cholak Lohem, Lo Nosnam Lechelkom, Hashem did not give Klal Yisrael to these Avodah Zarahs as their Chelek. According to this pshat, Lohem means to them, to the Avodah Zarahs. V'ogulis Tergem, and Targum Ogulis explains, V'loi Oitivu Lohem, they did not do any good to you. Lo Yitivu Lohem Shum Toiva, the Avodah Zarahs did not do any good to you. V'loshen Lo Cholak, and the Lashon of Lecholak means, Oisoi Eliha, this God, Shebacharu Lahem, that they chose, Lecholak Lahem Shum Nachla Vishum Chelek, they did not give them any inheritance and any portion. According to this pshat, Lohem is referring to Klal Yisrael. Lecholak Lohem, the Avodah Zarahs did not give to them, to Klal Yisrael, any good things, any Chelek. Vayitshem Hashem, and Hashem removed them. Kitargumar, like Targum says, Vitaltalinun, and he moved them from one place to another. And so the Pasuk says, Hineni noitcham me'al admosom, behold, I will evict them from their land. Zakrashi hanistoris l'Hashem elokeinu, that which is hidden is to Hashem our God. Moshe said, V'im toimru, and if you will say, Ma biyodeinu lasois, what is upon us to do, atum manesh es harabim al hirhurei hayochid, when you are punishing the many for the thoughts of an individual. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Pen yesh bochem ish, maybe there will be among you one person who will have evil thoughts. The Acharkach, and afterwards the Pasuk says, V'ro es makos ha'aretz ahi, everybody will see the makos of this land. So we see from here that the Rabim, the many, are being punished because of the thoughts of an individual. V'haloi ein odom yodea mat monoisav shel chaveroi, nobody can know the inner thoughts of his friend. On that Moshe said, Ein ani manish eschem al hanestoris, I will not punish you because of the hidden things. Shehein l'Hashem elikenu, that is up to Hashem our God. He will punish that individual. Avo bot hanigloys, that which is in the open. Lanu ulavonenu levar hora mikirbenu, it is upon us and our children to eradicate the evil from among us. V'im lo nase din bohem, and if we do not do din in these people, yanish es harabim, then the rabim will be punished. The Rashi continues that nokoid al lanu ulavonenu, there are dots on the words lanu ulavonenu, lidroish to darshin, sha'af al hanigloys, even on that which is revealed and in the open, la'onash es harabim, the rabim is not punished, atcha avruis hayardain, until Klal Yisrael passed over the Yardain, mishikiblu aleim es hashvua bahar grizim ubahar evol, when Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves the shvua at har grizim and har evol, v'nasu arevim zelozeh, and they became responsible one for another.